Time to go swimming. Welcome to Community News. My name is Paul.
And my name is Sasha.
Hello, Sasha. 2 weeks in a row, we're in person.
I can't even believe it. I was dying to give you a big hug when you walked through the door.
I know.
I had to hold back.
Maybe week three. Maybe for July 4th.
No, they say we can't hug until there's a vaccine.
Now, I just want to make sure. You did take your temperature, you said, prior to us doing the show. I'd like to know how you took it, though. Can you let our...
I don't take it orally or rectally. Oh. I have that digital thing with the forehead, which I don't know how good it is, to be honest, because there's times where all of our fevers have been way off.
Right.
But I take it the night before so that I can try to be thoughtful and let you know that you don't have to waste your time meeting me. And I take it in the morning. And I've been consistently 98.6 and 98.7. So I don't think 98.7.
I don't know if I can trust that thermal scan, though.
What do you do? What kind
I take
do
it rectally, of course.
Come on.
What are you, crazy?
Come on.
That's the only way to get it accurate.
Oh, my God. It, just for the little extra thrill.
Right. I'm going to see right now. You see? It said 98.6.
Wait, do you do it because you like the sensation? Or do you think those are the most accurate?
I love the sensation.
Well, I was going to say, maybe.
A little Vaseline, you know?
Some people like that sensation.
No, I take it under my tongue. Not the same thermometer that I use rectally. I just take it under my tongue. That's how I do it.
Okay, so that, I guess,
is the
warmth.
Right.
That's like how you used to take it when we were growing up, but it doesn't seem like anyone does that anymore. Oh, the doctors do.
What?
I forgot about that.
He's excited.
The doctor's offices do. But we always have that digital thing, but I don't know how accurate
I don't know.
It is.
You scan back and forth 100 different times.
Exactly.
And I
sometimes I do, you know, 3 readings, and I'll go from 98.6 is one of them. One is like 87, and one is 117.
Right.
So I'm like, I'm either dead,
so the average, right?
Fine, or dead.
Right.
And then I just sort of go, you know, I have to be an optimist here and just assume that I'm okay.
So you assume that you're alive.
Even
though
2 out of 3 say that I'm completely dead.
Right.
But I try to think, you know, be glasses half full, Sasha.
That's so wonderful. It's
such a change
in Sasha.
Well,
it used to be glass half empty, Sasha.
Sasha's 100% glass half empty in her mind. So I'm saying just in that one moment.
So just for temperature wise,
well,
you're glass half full.
In every moment, I'm trying to reframe the narrative and be, you know, more positive, but it's constant work.
Well, something to be more positive about, the town pool is opening up. There are a slew of rules.
Yes.
And I'm sure that you will follow each one of them. Would you like to? I guess we should give them out.
Do the normal rules still apply first? Like no peeing in the pool?
That's not a rule anymore. You can pee in the pool at this point.
You can now pee in the pool.
Yes.
But don't go in the pool if you've had a fever in the last 14
Correct.
Days.
Exactly.
Okay. What about the old rule of do not let any children in that have diarrhea? Is that still a rule?
That is not a rule anymore.
That's no longer a rule.
Exactly.
Okay, so you can
It's a topsy-turvy world
it
we're
is.
Living in.
Everything's like opposite world. So now you can bring your diarrhea-ing child as long as they're not diarrhea-ing from COVID.
Correct.
Okay.
This episode is already a lot of scatological humor. Is
how
you pronounce it?
We might have to go into some other kind of humor. Observational humor.
I guess so. Anyway, so the rules for the town pool are,
what are they?
Need to sign up in hour increments. So you can sign up for an hour.
Okay.
That's all you're allowed.
Okay.
You need to bring your own towels.
Okay.
You need to bring your own chairs.
Right.
The pool will be
The
pool will be sectioned off. You will have your own little section of the pool. I guess the water knows to stay in your section.
Yeah, how does that work?
And there will only be 7 other families there
at the same time.
So that is...
Assuming the 7 other families and you are keeping 6 feet distance. I mean, they should put like a plexiglass divider in if they're going to try and do that, keep the water in its
That's
own.
What they're doing in Vegas.
Are
remember
they?
In Vegas? Yeah, remember when... Well, you don't remember.
Yeah.
But we did gamble.
They're
but they're plexiglass everywhere in the casino.
Casinos, but
not
in the
pool.
That
right,
would be
right.
kind of cool. So, hey, inventor, entrepreneur, you can come up with that.
But then it's sort of... But then you have that one little section that is... gross,
yes.
And then you have the next family come in and everybody's bathing in that one little gross little square.
That, well, yeah, but what I'm thinking is that then what they would do is take like a Tide Pod type thing, but made specifically for Corona intensive cleaning.
Right.
Like a real Clorox Tide Pod and put it in that little area. That would work, right?
That would be great, except for, of course, the mothers who would complain that their kids are going to eat those Tide Pods or whatever they're called at that point.
Clorox
because they,
Pods.
Because they don't have the good sense to keep their kids away from those things.
Mm,
that's why.
That's true. Survival of the fittest, though.
Right.
Like, if you really want to eat a Tide Pod or a Clorox Pod, I mean, there's going to be a lot we're going to need to be helping you with on this journey of life. What about, though, Do you, I thought I read something that you had to put up like collateral to sign up for one of those times. Now, is that true or just a rumor?
No, that's just a rumor.
Okay.
Now you're broadcasting fake news.
I'm sorry.
On community
I don't
news.
Mean to broadcast fake you. News. I swore one of the other mothers in town told me that you had to sign your house up as collateral to sign up for a time slot, and that if you gave anybody corona or were found to have corona when you swam, you know, you could lose your house. That was a joke.
You would forfeit your house.
Yeah, now, maybe that was a joke.
Now, the real question is, will you be doing any daring Mrs. Roper entries into the town pool this year, or is this going to quell all type of shenanigans that you normally perform while you're there?
Remember the good old days
Yes.
when I could Mrs. Roper jump into a pool? But no, I feel like, you know, it's very hard to walk the line of how humorous you're allowed to be these days. You know,
right.
With so much going on. And I just feel like even though on the one hand people need a little lightness, I don't know if they can deal with that. I feel like everyone's also on edge, so the lifeguards might freak out. So no, I will not be doing any Mrs. Ropering.
Oh. Now, okay, this is really not a good segue, but it is. It's not a good segue, but I'm going to ask anyway. Mm-hmm. We're June 23rd right now. Mm-hmm. Graduations have been done for weeks.
Yes.
What is the over-under on when I can rip graduation signs out of people's lawns because I'm sick of seeing them at this point? Is there a statute of limitations or no?
Prior to corona, I feel like graduation statute of limitations was about 10 days to 2 weeks.
Right.
But now, Paul, we have so little to celebrate and be happy for that I feel like, you know, even those Mother's Day signs that I'm still seeing up, and now Father's Day signs and graduation, I think those are going to pretty much be up until people start putting up Halloween decorations.
Is that it?
Yeah, so I think you need to get used to them.
So I have to see my kid graduated from preschool on to kindergarten sign
right.
for the
when
next
did
month?
When did that become a thing? I have to tell you, when my kids graduated preschool, elementary, and middle, we had no signs. Like
right.
Now that seems to be, it's a sign for everything.
Right.
Wait,
exactly.
Did that just happen? Or was it like last
right.
year?
No, I don't remember the proliferation of them last year. Maybe
yeah.
it's all those New Yorkers who have moved up here
or maybe
that is causing
to
that.
Try and be more cheerful for corona. Because I have to tell you, my kids have graduated everything but high school.
Right.
And I haven't had any of the lawn signs. So I don't know. Maybe we were just left out.
I feel right. I feel like I've been deprived.
Either, right?
Right. I
yeah,
feel deprived
even had
as a kid.
College graduations in high school. Oh, going back to our own stuff?
Yes, now I feel deprived.
Funny you should say that. Yesterday I saw on one of those little garden patches where the roads intersect and they have all the signs, I saw a whole class of 2020, beautiful display, signs, balloons, decorations, and I had that little tinge of feeling of like, wow, I didn't have anything like that for my own graduation. And I was then mad at myself that I went there, that I actually was thinking about my own graduation so many moons ago.
Well, I don't want to ruin the surprise, but I am going to gift you a graduation high school banner for you.
Oh,
for
wow.
1987
no
to put on your lawn.
Oh,
how's that?
Oh, that is so sweet.
Would you like that?
Well, I would, but I feel guilty that I had that moment, but I'm glad that you said that you feel it too, like you didn't have that. I'm like, no one made a big deal out of anything.
I was being
did.
Sarcastic, though. I could care less.
But no, but you graduated that. College, law school, and I'm sure there were no signs, right?
No.
Like,
There was no sign that I could even get through it. But
there was
yes,
just no,
it was
like,
amazing.
Now everything is celebrated. Like, my kid took a duty for the first time in the potty. That's a sign, you know? And the lawn is decorated with a big Mr. Henke from South Park, you know, the duty character.
Right. Oh, I thought it was the duty emoji, the smiling duty emoji, which I will never be able to figure out.
Oh, the duty emoji. I know, my kids, we used to laugh so much about that duty emoji.
Right.
It made me laugh that there was a poop emoji. We call it the poop emoji.
Right.
But so the town it looks nice to see all the decorations. I think they should put up some welcome new town porter banners, like welcome new residents, welcome new renters.
Yeah, that's not going to happen to me.
You don't think so?
Mine is get out of town. We don't want you here. Stay away.
Paul, you should be happy. They're uplifting the local economy.
No, they're not.
Yes.
It's just more people who can get me sick and
no,
I have to avoid.
But they're spending money in the stores and in the restaurants. And let's face it, you know, the real estate market here was a little slow. And now it's picking up. I mean, the prices aren't going up, but at least things are, you know, moving.
Snappy.
Yes, people are saying, like, that Townport seems like a dream compared to being in the Bronx or Brooklyn or New York City in a COVID petri dish.
Well, if they want a dream, then last thing for community news, everybody should know, this weekend, Main Street is closed off. All the restaurants will be having outdoor dining on Main Street. So if you want to go out and eat outside, every restaurant will be open. We'll be serving, no cars allowed.
You're right. Make sure to go. They are doing that. They are closing off Main Street, right, putting tables outside.
Exactly.
I guess they're doing it in a lot of towns, huh? It's the latest. Isn't it interesting to see all the inventive things people do with how creative people are?
It just makes it harder for me to go get my takeout food because I don't know where to park at this point.
Well, so. And it must be unsettling for you with your OCD-like tendencies that people keep readapting to this new normal because every week things are sort of different and new.
Right.
I'm sort of saying, wow, I'm inspired by that creativity, although I've done nothing creative in my own life during the time. I've, you know, not been able to really adjust well at all.
Mm-hmm. Well, you look...
I'm amazed that other people can.
You look great, Sasha. 2 weeks in a row.
I don't
amazing.
Think so.
You do.
Really, I feel like I look like a crumpled paper bag, but thank you for saying that. I'm hoping that soon I can, like, go for some Botox and fillers on my face.
Well, maybe you need to wear that cloth mask and give yourself a I was thinking about it, a facelift.
Oh, that's true.
That's almost it, with your eyes popping out of your head and your face up. There's your facelift.
Have you noticed that there are some people that actually look better with the mask? And I'm not saying that to be rude, but like there's some people that are like not that attractive in real life, but when you just see their eyes, they look so much better. Have you noticed that?
I have not.
You haven't? No. Oh, I totally have. And on my Facebook feed, I notice it too. Like, I think it would be good to have been, like, dating, you know, in the dating game in the 20s, like, be in your 20s during Corona.
It's a whole mystery. Once you pull down that mask, it could be anything.
Right. It's like living in the Middle East. It's exciting. It's like having a burqa, you know? But I like that because I wouldn't have to feel as self-conscious. Like, do they not like my nose? Do they not like my mouth? Like, this way, you know, you just eyes.
So basically,
you'll be
cloth for the rest of your life is what you want
to
say.
Well, you know, if I was trying to find a mate, I think if we were all in that as our mating, you know, then people would just rely on personality and it wouldn't be so looks oriented.
Right.
Plus, they say you're supposed to wear your glasses and your mask. So basically, there's nothing showing but your ears.
And ears are very sexy.
Exactly. What if we only picked our partners by their ears?
It would be amazing.
It would be a very different world, but that might be the world that your kids are looking at.
Exactly.
I hate to tell you. You might end up with a daughter-in-law and a son-in-law with the best ears.
Anyway, it's been 13 minutes since I've taken my temperature, so we've got to wrap this one
and
up.
And we have to wash our hands as well. We have 7 minutes.
As always, don't forget outdoor dining tonight. The town pool is opening. And as always, my name is Paul.
And as always, my name is Sasha.
Sasha, a pleasure to see you in person. Maybe we'll go for a three-peat next week.
Let's try it if we still don't have a fever.
Sounds wonderful. I will talk to you again soon.
Okay, talk to you soon. We love you, community.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.